Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so happy you're joining us. As always, there's so much to go through. This news cycle has been crazy these last couple of days. We have a stack show with awesome guests joining us. But before we jump into all of that, we've got to go through the headlines. And you guys know, whenever we're going through the headlines, the first place I've got to check out is citizenfreepress.com. That's where Kane and all of his CFP staff are plugging away, finding the latest stuff that you need to see. And also, they have clever headlines. So that is always greatly appreciated. So right now, I'm on citizenfreepress.com, and I'm looking for what's going on. And the first thing that has just caught my attention, of course, is our corrupt federal government. Prosecutors working with the man who allegedly was attempting to murder Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Well, it looks like, according to this report, that the man who's being charged with attempted murder is now working out a plea agreement. According to them, they're working out a plea agreement. We do not know specifically the details of it. But again, folks, he's currently pled not guilty. He is the individual who did actually allegedly arrive at Kavanaugh's neighborhood with the materials used to potentially kill him. He was looking to potentially break into Kavanaugh's home and kill him. And again, folks, this is something that many don't really have the luxury of being able to get a hold of. It's a plea deal. You know, the DOJ usually goes after, all these prosecutors usually go after those who threaten those on the left, but on the right, of course, no. And Brett Kavanaugh obviously is a conservative justice, so they're not fans of him. But just to remind our audience too, this individual was accused of bringing a Glock 17 pistol, pepper spray, zip ties, a hammer, duct tape, and black tactical chest rig and tactical knife to Kavanaugh's neighborhood. So many of us are very familiar with the story, but it's no surprise, of course, they're working on a plea deal with him, which is obviously unfortunate, but given everything that goes on these days, it's expected. Let's jump back over to Citizen Free Press's website. That's when there's more going on. This story I thought was really interesting. So a Texas National Guardsman is arrested after what they say, sorry, wrong story, after they allege that he led law enforcement on a chase. He was actually apparently smuggling illegals into the country. This is a story that, folks, we'll let the video play out for a bit. But this is a story that's not getting enough attention too, because again, this is potentially somebody who I would accuse of committing treason. Somebody who's supposed to be a respectable person, a member of our law enforcement, protecting our country, is actually smuggling these individuals allegedly. So this is the footage. Obviously, you see law enforcement dragging this individual out of the vehicle and arresting him. Now, it's interesting in itself because, again, folks, they're alleging that this person was paid anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000 to transport each person into the country. He was armed. And, I mean, it's not what you want to see. Again, folks, even Greg Abbott's office, the governor of Texas, is pushing back and saying that this individual needs to be charged and needs to be sentenced to law, if found guilty, to a stiff sentencing, because this is something that's egregious. You take an oath to protect the country, to protect the American citizens, and you do the exact opposite. So that's what you're seeing unfold here on this camera right now, this camera footage right now. Let's jump back over to Citizen Free Press. We're going to dive into this a little bit more with Jesse Kelly in just a few minutes. But the Department of Injustice is continuing to go after J6ers and people who literally committed no crimes. They were unauthorized tourists in the Capitol. They were nonviolent. They're not being accused of violence. But the DOJ is still going at them, and they're still going after them, looking for prison sentences. According to Breitbart, the FBI arrested a couple 3 years later, obviously, after they alleged they were inside the Capitol on January 6th for up to 12 minutes. So again, folks, this Virginia couple, they're accusing of being inside the Capitol for 12 minutes. The FBI came to their home around 6 a.m., with cars, flashlights, pounded on the door, were yelling at them to get their hands up in the air, and obviously made the arrest. Let's see. Are these just misdemeanor offenses? Because nowadays, they usually just are. They normally wouldn't do this for average folks, unless you're charged with a violent crime or a felony. But let's keep scrolling. Let's see. What are they charged with? Yeah. Thomas said they were charged with 4 misdemeanor offenses. Normally, folks, when you talk to members of law enforcement, they tell you when you're charged with just misdemeanors, you just turn yourself in. They contact your attorneys and they just have you turn yourself in. It doesn't warrant the FBI coming banging down your front door and arresting you because, well, most people will tell you those are the most high risk situations. So again, folks, again, these are the same minor offenses that they keep slapping J6ers with. And yet they are banging on their door at 6 a.m. with the FBI present. No surprise here at all. It's our new corrupt weaponized federal government. And there's really no checks and balances. No one's stopping them from doing this. And unfortunately, House Republicans aren't defunding the FBI. In fact, they are giving them, you know, more little perks these days. And nobody wants to answer the questions. Nobody wants to get involved in January 6th. I know my colleague, Steve Baker, the journalist over at The Blaze, he's constantly on the ball with all of this. He just comes out and says it like it is. And he's just out here saying that when he's trying to deal with politicians regarding J6, politicians do not want to get involved. And I've had the same experience when I reach out to members of Congress to get them to comment, to help out their constituents, and we get ghosted. So again, folks, they are equally as corrupt as the individuals who are doing all of this. So no surprise in that at all. So again, when you wake up in the morning and you want to know what is going on after, you know, you've read my Twitter page, of course, because, you know, I've always got the most informative stories on there. You head over to citizenfreepress.com and you give the page a look. I'm telling you, folks, Kane and all of the CFP staffers are constantly plugging away at the headlines and giving you the most important information. So you got to head over to citizenfreepress.com to stay in the know. I know I do these days. We got a jam-packed program for you guys, so don't go anywhere. We've got some great guests joining us in just a few minutes. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure, and he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team. 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.